This is Angelica. This is the second episode in my podcast. This episode is going to be about the DNA results. So, going over as far as what I knew, like in my first episode, I said that my mother said that her father was born in Athens, Greece, her mother from Spain. They individually migrated to Argentina, where they met, had my mom and her sister, who I was under the impression that was the only sibling that she had. And they passed away when they were young, and she ended up coming to the United States as the exchange student. Blah, blah, blah. So clicking on to the DNA results. At that time, I don't think I was shocked. Actually, I started, like, laughing. Because what I saw was just, it was funny to me because I grew up with my parents hating Mexicans. I mean, they would never have one good thing to say about any Mexicans. Now, I grew up in a neighborhood that was predominantly Caucasian, you know, more European, with Polish people and Ukrainian and Yugoslav. I mean, that was the whole neighborhood that we grew up in. And they never had anything good to say about Mexicans. All my life, there was always talking down on Mexico and Mexicans. Well, I happened to marry a Mexican. And I remember my dad saying, out of all the men in this world, you have to be with a Mexican. And the thing was that I wasn't with a Mexican. I was with a man that was a wonderful man, a good man. It had nothing to do with his race. It was that he was a good man, and I enjoyed being with him and wanted to be with him for the rest of my life. We dated for 7 years, bought a house, and then I decided to have a child with him. And I got pregnant. I was 34 when I got pregnant with my son. And I'll never forget my mother when we told them that I was pregnant. There was no happiness. There was no hugging. There was no tears of joy. It was just like their mouths just dropped in disgust. And not in front of my husband, but my mother later on had said to me that to get an abortion. And I said, absolutely not. I wasn't going to do that. So I was 7 months pregnant with my son when we got married, and I didn't have a big old wedding. My husband and I got married in the courthouse. And I didn't mind it. I didn't grow up with the fairy tale idea of having this beautiful wedding and me being in a wedding gown. I never thought about that. My mother never talked about, oh, the day that you get pregnant. I'm sorry, the day that you get married, it's going to be this, you know, we're going to plan all this and all going to be beautiful. No, wasn't any of that. And during the pregnancy, my mom really didn't even want to be a part of it. I remember I was sick through the entire pregnancy, and I would watch those shows on TLC about you know, the whole pregnancy and the parents coming in to help them and the mom staying for a month and doing everything. My mom said to me, "You got pregnant, you're gonna have a kid, and you take care of your own kid." And she really didn't help me at all. I have my daughter who is 14 months younger than my son, and it was very difficult with the both of them, and she wouldn't offer or anything to help me, which was okay. You know, I did it, and I did a very damn good job when they were little. I did very good with both of them. I miss when they were little, because those were like the best time that I had, because I was able to be with the both of them, and it was just wonderful. But backtracking, I did invite my parents to our marriage at the courthouse, which is pretty close to their house. And my mother and father never showed up. The only one I had on my side was my brother. But my husband's side of the family have always welcomed me with open arms and always been wonderful to me and my children and everything. They all came. And at that time, that's all I wanted. That's all I needed. It hurt me so bad that they didn't come. But there was nothing I could do. So when those DNA results popped up that I was on the maternal side, 33% Indigenous American, Mexico. I just laughed. And then I was angry. Then I was pissed. Then I got sad. All these emotions I go through every freaking time I have found out something new about my mom. Like, it's like the whole stages of grieving is what I've been feeling for a year, because every new thing that I've uncovered just brought me again to all of that anger and hatred and confusion and questioning why. But there it was. The DNA can't lie. The DNA is DNA. That's it. 33% Indigenous American, Mexico. I had a lot also, because on my father's side, and I knew this, a lot of his ancestors were from Spain. So like on my paternal side, it was Spain and Portugal and Italy and all of that European side. But maternal, boop, there goes on the little map, shows Mexico. And I remember my husband saying, "Oh my gosh, I just want to say it to your mom. I just want to say it to your mom." And I'm like, "For what? For what? What is the use?" I mean, at that time, I didn't want to approach her with it. I didn't want to say anything to her. Because then other things started going on in my head. But as I found out more and uncovered more and uncovered more and more, I was like, "Oh, hell no. I'm going to tell you what I found out." And her responses were seriously fucked up. They were. So this will be the end of this episode. I have to regather my thoughts and everything about this. And I'm hoping to invite others into these episodes that obviously are involved in my life and how they felt about these things. So I think it'll be very interesting to see their perspective on this.